This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This show is brought to you by somebody we needed today.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. Yes, I am laughing hysterically because I myself broke down on the side of actually Glamis Vendor Row and had to have a tire change on the side of Glamis Vendor Row.
So Wayne Miller will help you tomorrow.
Yes, my car will be going into Wayne Miller's shop, and I will be getting new tires, probably a new rim too.
Did you sort of? Well, how far did you drive before you realized it was flat?
Well, we camp at Wash 27, which is about 8¾ miles in Wash Road. And I went all the way down, and I kind of felt it right as I was leaving.
So you went a little bit faster, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. I just, picked up and did 40 down Wash Road. And so, because it's kind of a little bit washboarded out, too. It's called Wash Road for a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah, even though they grade it and take care of it. So, yeah, and then I went into Vendor Row to talk to Daddy's Famous Food, Brad and Bree. They just have a new thing going on, so I was talking to them in regards to their new project that they have and getting them on the radio next weekend to interview them. Jump back in my car, head back down Vendor Row, get up, and I'm getting on the road right on the entry off at Glamis Flats. And as soon as I hit the asphalt, the minute I hit the asphalt, I was like, oh no. Immediate U-turn back into Vendor Row. Went to stop at Gilmore's because Gilmore's offers free air for tips. So I was like, oh, I've got a couple of bucks. Took out the air hose, and I walk up to my tire, and I'm like, oh, that kind of looks like a hole. Well, I'll just try and fill it up anyway.
So yeah, it's an imaginary hole.
It's an imaginary hole, right? No, it was like I'm putting the air gauge on. I'm trying to fill the air, and I'm sticking my finger right through the hole. I'm like,
and it's
okay.
Coming out.
That's good.
That's a real hole.
That's a real hole.
Wayne Miller will hook you up.
Yes, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee. He always takes care of me. He always takes care of anybody for the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. If you're a member, $25 gets you a discount hookup.
Oh, wow.
Say you heard about us on the radio, and he'll definitely take care of you. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, 619-596-2800.
So tell us about this little restaurant out there. What is it
called?
Daddy's
Famous Foods. They've been out there for a long time. Brad and Bree are the owners, father and daughter.
Is it a standalone or is it like a lunch truck?
It's like a lunch truck, yeah, that they have. But they've got a huge event tent that everybody can sit under with seating and stuff in it and some merchandise in there, too. I bought a new shirt from them yesterday, so I like my new shirt. They've got pretty unique little things in there. So
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and then he teamed up with I can't think of David's last name, but he is Glamis Black Bag Project. He does cleanups out there all the time, and every weekend he's out there, and you bring him a bag of desert trash and he'll throw something at you, a hat, a shirt, shoes, something. But Glamis Black Bag has been out there for the last few years. They're getting rather larger. So they just teamed up with Daddy's Famous Foods and created America's Black Bag Project. And they're going to take it on like a national travel to all the different deserts, different scenes, and host cleanups for...
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to have them come on next weekend and talk with us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to help him out as much as I possibly can. So I
do a little KUSI segment.
Definitely. I'm really excited about it. They've been a Glamis known, you know, one of the main ones in there serving food for at least the better part of a decade, maybe even longer.
What kind of food?
Yeah. And they've got burgers. He's got this massive monster burger. Breakfast. I had breakfast yesterday. Burritos and biscuits and gravy with a breakfast bowl. Yeah, wow. It was really good. Good food. Good people. Good food. So, and then I went next door and got an ice cream. They're right on Vendor Row. They're at the end of Vendor Row.
So that's off Highway 78.
Yeah, that's highway next to the beach store is Vendor Row. It's just past it, you know, 200 yards past it. And gotcha. Glamis Flats.
Just follow your nose.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's
you
the
can
biggest
smell
section.
Smell the good food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stopped in and talked to a couple of different people yesterday. So I was a little happy about that. We'll see. Got some feelers out there into some people.
Yeah.
We had a really great time cruising around the dunes yesterday. I put it on the social media that we were headed out, you know, San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We're a family-oriented event. So I had a guy who's been working on building out his Dodge Dakota. He had it like just double transfer cases. He's got Dana 60 in it. He's got it 538 geared, and he's got A&B lockers in it. Yeah, he's got the Via Air dual air compressor. He had King shocks on it, coilovers. He's got it three linked and four linked, and just totally built to the tilt, right? And so, but he's not been out to Glamis. He's only been 10 years ago Sandrail in a 450 Honda Quad. You know, but he's like, I really want to try it out. And I'm like, well, come out, dude. We're, you know, our group, you can follow us. Like, you can make it.
Yeah.
And so he brought his wife and his kids out for a day trip yesterday. And we made it a decent way.
How'd the truck do?
A good 7 miles in. Pretty good, considering how heavy and how big that truck was.
Yeah.
He did really, you know, if he didn't have the wife and the kids screaming in the back, and because he had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and the 4-year-old kept saying, "Daddy out, Daddy out, Daddy out, out, out," and so
Daddy needs better seats in the back with more cushion.
Yeah, I think so.
Better seatbelts.
So, yeah, he definitely scared him a couple times. I think
we scared the wife. If you scared the kids, you scared the wife.
Yeah, exactly. So, I can't say one way or another, but put me behind the wheel of that beast and I would have made it everywhere in the desert. That's for sure. That thing was built to the tilt. I was thoroughly impressed.
Did you ask him if he might want to loan it to you just in case?
I doubt it.
But what you got to lose?
I will.
How would you like to have your Dakota be famous? That's exactly how you start that question.
Yeah. It was a great time yesterday, though. We made it out to one hill. He made it to Lizard Slide with us. And then when we went to go to the backside of Lizard Slide and go through, we were getting into a little bit of the bigger dunes. That's when they really got scared. And he's like, okay, we got to be done. So we turned him around and we led him back out to the main part. Found one of the main highways down. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, there's no way you can get lost out of here. Can you find your way back? And he's like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, okay, because I don't want to leave you if you can't find your way back. Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm going to go down to Vendor Row. So I told him how to get to Vendor Row, take the kids to go get some ice cream at Daddy's.
So is he listening?
Yeah. He should be listening, hopefully. Hey, Kyle. Hope you had fun yesterday.
You're more than welcome to come out again.
Yes. It was a great time. I loved his
rig.
Looked
like the weather was beautiful.
I couldn't have asked for better weather. It was one of the most beautiful days out there. Yeah. I think it was 85 degrees.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely gorgeous. There was about a 20-mile-an-hour wind on Friday all day, so it made for fresh, clean, new dunes throughout the major portion of the big dunes in the back from China Wall down through into the large portion of it.
Because he didn't go out.
No, I didn't go.
No, I know. So, Ed and I, we gotta come in. We gotta talk on the next when we come back around here for next weekend, because I've been in contact with Neil Hamada for the last week in regards to this weekend. This weekend is Martin Luther King weekend, so I had to call and confirm. We do an annual dunes cleanup out there, and we had to postpone it or cancel it due to COVID. They won't allow us to do a cleanup. So, but it's a fee-free weekend. It's a national celebration that all BLM land, if it requires the pass, doesn't require it. And usually state parks don't require. And so, yeah, it's a national thing. I like to think it's for our cleanup, and that's what I call it. I call it because of our cleanup, you know, a little. We get it free for the weekend, but it's a national thing. So,
all right. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back, because that sounds like good news for people who maybe never been out.
Yeah.
And if they hook up with SDORC, you know, they need somebody to guide them out and keep them from getting lost.
Yeah, it was a great time.
All right. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Whether you own or rent, you're going to want to tune in to My Funny House with the Powell Brothers on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on The Answer San Diego. The Powell Brothers are licensed real estate agents, and each week they bring on a guest comedian and share hilarious real estate stories. Learn what can go really right and really wrong with home improvements and home ownership. You'll laugh until you cry. That's Saturday mornings at 11, right here on The Answer San Diego.
If you want compelling content and in-depth conversation concerning the needs of San Diego and its residents, don't miss Change the Conversation with me, Andrew Gade, local business owner and investor. I'll bring you my passion for a prosperous San Diego as we learn ways to create a new vision for our future, a future that understands and represents the needs of this great city and its residents. Learn more at andrewgade.com and don't miss Change the Conversation, Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
How do you listen to The Answer San Diego?
I downloaded the free Answer San Diego app for iPhone and Android.
I like using the iHeartRadio app or going to iHeartRadio.com.
I love using my smart speaker. All I have to say is play The Answer San Diego. And there are easy setup instructions at TheAnswerSanDiego.com.
I listen by clicking Listen Live at TheAnswerSanDiego.com.
So there certainly are a lot of ways to listen to The Answer San Diego. But don't forget, you can always find us on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego.
Dennis Prager here. Here's why I like referring realtor Jim Buttrell, founder of Ardent Real Estate Services. When selling your home, you never know what a buyer will offer. Many times it's lower than your asking price. Jim Buttrell offers a 100% of asking price guarantee, which solves this problem for you. You'll never have to worry about taking less than your asking price. For this guarantee, call Jim Buttrell at 800-498-SOLD. That's 800-498-SOLD. Sold.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on iHeart.com and radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey Mason. Ed Stovin in the house as well. Sitting over there whimpering because he missed a perfect day at the desert.
Yeah, SDORC Dirt Radio cruised all around the dunes yesterday. We had a great time out at Glamis.
We got to make you a flag that you can swing in the back of your Jeep.
Yes, I have the SDORC flag, and then I have Max as another thing for shade that we use, my Max flag. But, you know, I definitely need a big SDORC Dirt Radio flag so everybody can identify it.
Who makes your flags?
That's a good question.
I think I might have somebody.
I'll probably call Bink Designs.
Banner by Stats. They do flags. You know those.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm just saying you ought to get one that you can.
Definitely.
Yeah, we can work on that.
Yeah. We went out to the swing set yesterday, and we pulled into the swing set, and as we pulled in there, I mean, it was really busy. It's busy every weekend there now. It seems it's a really popular destination spot to go to. And there's a bunch of rangers out there. And so looked like they were surrounded around somebody. We just figured it was an incident that had happened. You know, maybe they had spotted somebody. You never know. And then we decided where we were going to go. We post up maybe 10 minutes. It took us to get up and around the dunes and over to where we needed to be to post up and get a nice spot of the jump and people jumping over the double jump right there at the swing set. And as we're sitting there, here comes Reach Air Medical, Reach. They had to circle around about 10 or 15 times and find a good spot. And they came in and definitely life-flighted somebody out of there yesterday. Ouch. So prayers go out to him and his family, and hopefully he's okay. And I just want to do a shout out to Reach Air Medical. I'm definitely a member because I'm out in the desert every weekend. It's a true lifeline. It costs $219 for 1 year membership for an entire household. That's a entry level one, and that's for emergent and non-emergent coverage. So even if it's a non-reach helicopter that comes out to you, your air medical fees are still covered because, you know, a lot of people, that's a part of your insurance you just don't think of, and most people don't have that little added coverage. I know when my uncle crashed at Corral Canyon about 10 years ago, got a brain injury, he had to be life flighted out. He had aspirated his own throw up, and he was in the ICU for a couple years, and his helicopter ride from what's the backside? What's the one that we talk about all the time? They're doing the new campground. Why am I blanking out on it right now? Hakumba, but the backside of McCain Valley. McCain is where it is. He crashed at McCain. He had to be life-flighted from McCain Valley out to Grossmont is where they took him. Sharp, actually, in Kearney Mesa. That was an $85,000 helicopter ride from McCain Valley, Hakumba, to...
So they have different levels of insurance?
They have different levels of insurance that you can choose and what you can do. Because if you just go with the emergent one and it's an air reach one, it's only $85 for a household. It's $65 for a single person.
Yeah.
And that's but you have to be picked up by a reach helicopter or a member of reach. The other one is $219. Any helicopter can pick you up. Anyone. Wow. It doesn't matter where you are. And that's the entire United States.
Who's going to pick you up.
You don't know who's going to pick you up.
You have no control over.
Yeah. And then I have an app on my phone. So if I get in trouble, you can swipe up on my phone and it tells you, you can click on my air reach and it tells you who I am, gives you my emergency contact information so you can contact my husband and my sister, my blood type, who my insurance is, and my medical insurance number. So if I'm knocked out and you come up and you find me in the middle of the desert completely knocked out, all my contact information is right here. Who I am is right here.
That's cool.
And you can do it. And that's a part of my reach. It's part of link that they did. I should. I have a connection that I made from the Off-Road Expo mine. Yeah, I made a good connection. She sells it for all of Imperial County. Her name's Lisa. She's who I purchased it from. We would
KUSI segment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that would be a
So I figured at the base they just drag you across the sand and then if you go with the upgrade, they actually put you in the helicopter. That's the first thing.
I don't think it works like that.
I can just
see
you bouncing along.
Slow down.
No, you're uncaught. They got you by the ankle and they're just dragging you.
I don't think it works like that.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
But nice try.
Hey, $85. I mean, come on. They're not going to put you in a helicopter for $85.
Yeah. Air Medical Care Network. Fly you home safe and sound.
That's awesome.
Let me tell you. And then seeing it firsthand yesterday, having that guy knocked out completely,
The helicopter, it's got to be at least once a weekend.
Unfortunately.
At least.
I've seen them. They're regulars out there.
Yeah.
Well, the
between
thing
Occupy
is,
Wells, Superstition,
how many buggies, how many motorcycles have been sold in the last 6 months?
Yeah, this weekend.
A lot
weekend,
of new people are out there.
Yeah, this weekend was
learning how the desert
works. It was a big weekend, but it was not a big weekend. There was not that many.
You
people
ran
out
into
there
a guy
weekend,
that's never been out
time.
There before, got stuck, and said, "Okay, I'm going to be stupid. Let me see if I can do some more stupid stuff."
Yeah, the Can-Am that we helped in the middle of nowhere. They had rented this Can-Am, and he was stuck in the middle of nowhere. He had high centered it in some dunes. Tried to unbury himself, then kept gas in it, reburied himself even deeper. I mean, it was up to the doors. He had completely gone.
Lucky he didn't bury it and it's gone.
They don't understand. when you stop because you're stuck, you need to let off the gas and figure it out. Because people just step on the gas and they just go down.
Yeah, and farther and farther.
They think you're going to go forward. No, you just go down.
Yeah.
And it's just harder.
Well, yeah,
because
it just the wheels spin and they just.
Yeah, it was
As soon as you feel yourself get stuck, get out. Look at it, pull the dirt away.
Start working on it.
Yeah.
Get your friends to push and then gently give it gas.
Yeah, gently.
Yeah, so those were my two big things this weekend.
All right. What do you got there, son?
Well, son, I'm going to turn 60 next month.
You're
calls me son.
You still could be my son.
So there's a couple things going on. I follow action by the Bureau of Land Management, a federal land agency. They manage 10 million acres of desert in California. And they're doing what's called a plan amendment, a desert plan amendment, trying to, they want to do a couple of things. And what they really want to do is, there's millions of acres that are designated as areas of critical environmental concern, ACEC. And those areas, they're protected, not as much as a wilderness, but they're protected. There may be biological, you know, plants or animals in there to save. There may be cultural or archaeological stuff, fossils. Huh? Who knows what's in there?
Yeah.
But there's, I don't know, 1.5 million acres of ACEC. So they want to do a couple of things. Some of the ACEC is in the same place as designated wilderness. So they're going to pull it out of ACEC and just let the wilderness protect it. But they want to pull about 1 million acres out of ACEC and make it eligible for renewable energy. And this is hard for me because I like renewable energy, but I don't like the desert being
used for renewable energy.
Yeah, I don't want the tractors to go out there and flatten thousands of acres to put up the solar farm.
We don't want to mine for that. Yeah, exactly.
I really don't like that.
Oh, is that what they're thinking of, a solar farm?
Yeah, solar and wind out there. And now, by the year 2030, California is supposed to get 60% of its electricity from renewable energy. And while that sounds great, it shouldn't be at the cost of the desert. And you look, I don't know if you guys have been out driving around in the desert, but you come over a hill and you see a beautiful valley. Do you want to see a giant solar farm down there?
Well, yeah, and what happened like about all these little animals that they're trying to keep alive?
Oh you want to talk about the amount of birds that die from it? Because when the sun hits them, there's this whole massive field of solar panels, right?
Yeah.
And the sun UVs hit it, and they reflect back up because those panels rotate.
They have
They
have the mirror panels where the sun heats up the liquid, and that drives. It's called a Stirling engine.
Yeah.
And birds fly through that, and they get roasted. That's terrible.
But
hit the windmills.
Yeah, but they want to close the desert because all these little animals are getting killed, but yet they don't have a problem doing this.
Yeah.
So it's just difficult. You know,
they don't think things through.
So, and this plan amendment is now in the draft stage, so people like us can look at it and we can write comments and we can say, oh, you know, keep the routes open or save the desert tortoise. Right, because, you know, we can say things. In fact, I saw an email from the rock hounders, the people who liked amateurs who like to get minerals, right. Rock, you know, and there's some pretty stuff. And they said, oh, you got to write comments, ask them to keep the routes open. Because if the solar farm goes right across your favorite trail, that's a problem.
Why don't we just put solar on the roof of every single house in San Diego County?
Where did we get this guy? That's brilliant. And you know that's how we feel about it.
So why go to the desert and just it's
hard in the because we're not using the power out there. We're using it here. So now we need transmission, 100-mile that costs money. You lose power as it goes through the lines.
That's right.
Yep.
So it's less efficient. Why don't we put it on the roof
of every single building in San Diego County?
And there's technology where they can put it in roads. They have solar panels that go on the road. And I think there's other ways. And I really don't understand this.
There's ways meet their renewable energy requirement and not go out and affect what we consider the beautiful, open, natural.
Yeah.
But what happened to preserving the natural environment?
Because that was
the
whole reason you're throwing everybody off the desert.
Well, that's
natural environment.
And it's become polarized because the wilderness is protected area. We have a lot of wilderness out there, but it's so protected you can't even drive or ride any vehicle in it.
Yep.
And then the area that's not wilderness, now that's available for solar, wind, and whatever. So it's either one. What about just driving our vehicles across the desert and not having a lot of solar stuff in the way?
Yeah,
a lot of power lines and
pipes.
Well,
unfortunately, the people that are the solar people, the ones that are selling the panels to the state of California, Nevada, Arizona, they've got way bigger pockets than we have. That's
they got good lobbyists. They have PACs, political action committee that donates money,
and they don't care about you or I or our kids. They do not care. All they care about is that almighty dollar.
That is, it's a tough situation.
Sad. It's devastating.
This is a place where off-roaders like us, we agree with the environmental community.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some areas we're enemies, in some areas we're friends. So in this area, we have a strong agreement.
Right.
Yeah, we work hand in hand.
I don't hate those people for trying to save the desert. I don't want them to keep me out, but I want to.
We should be able to work together. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's take a quick break. You folks are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Saving money is important. That's why The Answer San Diego offers a limited number of exclusive half-price gift certificates on products and services you need with great money-saving deals like this. Bring warmth and luxury into your home with a handmade area rug from Home Decor Fine Rugs for half price. Your home is your escape. It's the place where memories are made. Home Decor Fine Rugs wants to help you create a retreat that opens the door for countless opportunities for your family with a $1,000 gift certificate for just $500. With two locations to serve you, Marina Boulevard and Miramar Road, choosing the perfect rug to enhance your home's decor is now easier than ever with The Answer San Diego's half-price deal to Home Decor Fine Rugs. For this and more great deals, log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals. Gift certificates are limited and going fast, so get yours today. Log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals, or tap the Answer San Diego app.
The Miramar Kitchen and Bath family places the safety of your family as a top priority. All their employees follow the CDC guidance as they continue to conduct business. They're here to help you achieve your remodel dreams. Simply call and they'll start a consultation about your project. If it's something they can help you with, they'll discuss the next steps. If not, they'll point you in the direction that might help. Send an email. A picture's worth a thousand words. If you send them photos of your space, they'll tell you what options they have for your project or make an appointment to visit their design center. They'll safely practice social distancing while helping you with your project. Call Miramar Kitchen and Bath at 858-271-8434 or send an email to info@miramarkitchenandbath.com or Google to visit their website. Contractors license 657-333.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on TuneIn.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Mr. Chris Wiley.
Yes, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., PRMI, Chris Wiley. Give him a call at 619-722-1303. He'll be able to help you out if you need an FHA loan, reverse mortgage loan, you need to refi your home, anything you need to do.
Or if you just have a question. Yeah. Maybe you don't know and you're afraid to ask somebody, because I'm telling you, he's straight up. He tells the truth. He's not in it for the money. He's in it for the long haul. He lives in Alpine, for God's sakes. Little tiny 15,000 community, you know, population. You know, you got to be doing your thing right, you know, to live in a little community like that. He really doesn't. Everybody knows him. If you don't believe it, take him to lunch.
Isn't that the truth? Chris Miley, Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMI.
Exactly. So.
So we were talking about this draft plan that they're working on, and I intend to write comments on it. The draft was just released this past week. They probably started working on it 1 or 2 years ago, and it was definitely something that came out of Donald Trump, because he wants to have more energy, more development that way.
And self-contained here in the United States.
Yes, have it come from the United States. So I'm curious if President-elect Biden will backpedal on this. They said, I read that in his first days of office, he has a whole bunch of executive orders he wants to do.
Yeah, and undo all the executive orders that
undo
Trump
all the good that Trump did. Right. So we'll see about that. Oh, by the way, I ran into a neighbor who said, oh, I just got back from D.C. I went to the big Trump rally.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I need to talk to her and find out how that went.
Yeah.
Was it anything like what they said it was?
No.
Was it peaceful? Was it angry?
Of course it's peaceful. The right's peaceful. The left's a little on the ragged edge.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be looking deeper into this plan. I think it's only 245 pages, so it shouldn't be too hard, as opposed to the 1,000-page ones I see.
Good Lord.
So SDORC, we follow state legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a state lobbyist. We keep an eye on what's going on in California. And the legislative session has just begun, and some bills are being introduced. By the way, the bill introduction deadline is February 19th. So two bills of interest to us were released in the last week. SB 227 by Brian Jones was introduced. And that will make it so that red sticker racing motorcycles can have registration. Mm. And what's going on there is the California Air Resources Board has said from 2022 forward, dirty, polluting off-road racing motorcycles cannot be registered to be used on public land. And so what they want to do with this bill, this was brought by a racing organization, the American Motorcycle Association. And what they want to do is make it so that people who actually race motorcycles can have them registered and go out and practice and race on public land.
As long as they have lights and turn signals.
No, only a spark arrestor.
Just a spark arrestor.
Yeah, they're race bikes in the desert, so they don't need lights. All they need is a spark arrestor and a sticker, according to this bill. So we're going to follow that bill. Another organization, a group like us, they have their own lobbyists. They're going to be the ones doing the heavy lifting on this one. But we're going to get in our comments and our letters.
Brian Jones would be a good interview for that.
Yeah.
We may be doing that.
Yeah, no. I mean, we can do a midweek.
Really good guy.
We can do a midweek live to tape, or we can have him call in live on Sunday.
And you know, all the state legislators, they're home on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Everybody leaves the Capitol on Thursday,
right,
and they spend Friday in district.
So they could call in.
So Brian should be able to call into the show,
or even come
work
in. Yeah.
I think he'd like to come in.
I would too.
This is actually making a lot of movement, and I was really happy to see that, like, District 37 Racing was talking about it. They're up in basically like the Mojave Desert. They were really big into what's going to happen. How do I get my registration? Is it, you know, what's moving forward with this? So, you know, I made a big post and said, listen in, follow in. We're going to give an update on it. So, you know, hopefully this bill gets movement and it passes through the houses and we're able to see how it comes.
I
racing and riding on red stickers.
I read the language of the bill, and I read the language when it began last year, and when it started, the price of the green sticker of the red sticker, the registration, it started out as the same as before, $52. And as it got late through the process last year, it got amended to a much higher price. It was, I think, $147. And then right at the end, it got pulled. We ran out of time to process so many bills because of the virus. And so it got pulled, and now it's reintroduced. And I saw the reintroduction, and it's, what were the fees? It was somewhere around $90.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. And I'm not sure if this bill is going to make it all the way. It may get through both houses, and it might get vetoed. I'm worried that the air resource people are going to say this is a runaround and we want it killed.
Mm.
So I don't know if it's going to fly or not, but we're going to support it and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Give it as much publicity as we can.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get Jones in here and talk about it. We'll push about it.
That's another KUSI segment.
We'll make noise on it. We'll bring it in. We'll say, you know, hey, by the way, we need this to happen.
Making noise on it is the key, folks.
The red stickers aren't going away. They're not going anywhere.
We'll rattle our swords and we'll see if we can.
That's right. Just keep rattling them.
So there's another bill of interest, not only of interest, but our lobby group has brought the bill. This is now AB 232. It's the reciprocity bill, and what that is about and is registrations for out-of-state vehicles, off-road vehicles. And what happened is in three other states, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada, they've enacted rules that say if you bring your off-road vehicle to that state, they don't recognize your state's off-road vehicle registration. And that's very frustrating.
So they want a chunk.
They want money. And so if you drive your car on the street into Arizona, that would be them saying, your California license plate's not good. You need an Arizona one.
Right.
And that's just not fair because we recognize Arizona licenses. So what this will do, this bill will say that if your state does not recognize our state's off-road registration, then you're going to need to get a registration in our state.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but we're doing it to put pressure on those states to just give up this crazy rule that they have.
Yeah,
Which more than likely it's an income source for them, and they're not going to get rid of it.
But it's not.
No one's going to do it.
It's not much money.
No, I think it's $25 or $35, but at the same time, it was like a slap in the face for us. For me to be able to go ride over there, and I've got to go buy your $25 permit for me to go ride in Arizona, that really upset me.
Yeah.
Now it's an extra
stop.
You just took an hour of my time, because now I got to go hit the ranger station. I got to go pay my
$25
fee.
And they probably have to inspect your vehicle.
Yep. You got to check my
registration. An inspection
gotta
fee.
Check my insurance. Oh, got to make sure I'm good to go.
Right.
And then I can go ride in Arizona.
This began was an Arizona state senator heard that Arizona residents had to pay a fee to go off-roading in Glamis. Right? And he doesn't understand that everyone pays the fee.
Not just
Arizona people, but he was mistaken and he thought that Arizona people. So they said, well, fine, then we're going to charge California people to come into Arizona. And so he led and pushed through a bill, and then Utah and Nevada sort of followed their lead.
Well, don't politicians have close to 20 or 30 people under them?
Well, of course, research. Their staffers do everything.
They got like,
but don't they have people that fact checkers look at things? I mean,
no, they have about 5 or 6 people that work for them.
Okay,
and I think they would. And I don't. I mean,
one
I
of the five
there.
Or six should have said, "By the way, sir, anybody that goes to it's like when you go to Disneyland, you have to buy a ticket."
Okay, some
to
of
go
these
to
people
Disneyland?
Have been in there for a while for their staffers, but you got to think a lot of them are up and comers. They're young, they want to get into politics, so they start out
and
volunteering.
They don't say no.
They
to
don't
the boss.
Say no. I they know. Do what you want. And
they don't say no to the boss.
Yeah,
I've been in there
going.
With them.
Because if you say no, guess what? We'll get a new one.
Yeah. So this bill, we're actually kind of, I'm a little bit proud of it.
This is fun.
Our coalition
there is
did
pride.
It. So become a member of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, become a member of CORVA, become a member of ASA. All three of our organizations teamed up to create the, it's called the Off-Road Vehicle Legislative Coalition. And we have it, and that's who we teamed up with. We have our lobbyist on retainer through it. Our membership fees pay it. $25 gets you a membership annually. $50 gets you a club. $100 gets you a business. We're looking for sponsorship. We need that. That's what feeds us. We're a nonprofit. Me and Ed, we don't get paid for our time. None of us volunteers. We do not get paid for what we do.
It costs me money.
This is our passion.
I'm not in the desert riding. I'm here on the radio.
Yeah, it costs us a lot of money.
Audrey hauled butt home yesterday. Yeah.
Blew a tire.
This morning. I blew a tire on the way home. Left
the desert
at
7
in the morning.
Almost didn't get a shower.
You had to get up and be on the road at 7?
Yeah,
after...
I was up at sunrise this morning so I can get up.
Good thing you didn't do any drinking last night.
Only a little bit of Patron went in. Only a little bit. I got this brand new, I really like, I was going to get the crown for my new headphone things, but I instead, Patron had this really nice limited edition box, so I got the Patron box instead, and so I still don't have my crown headphone protectors.
Remind me. I thought I didn't give you any crown.
No, not yet.
I'll work on it. I know where to go. I just got to do it. Maybe I'll do it this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, but no, it's really important. Become a membership. You need to be involved with organizations that fight to keep the deserts and trails open.
Otherwise,
you know?
Don't complain when they're closed.
Yeah, because...
You tell them, Dave.
I don't want to hear it.
Because I've heard them complain.
Why is
this closed?
Because you're an idiot. You didn't join the group.
We're talking about all the different maintenance that goes on in the different locations. We've been talking about McCain Valley, the work that they're going to do to the campgrounds. Right. And I guarantee you, the minute that the work starts on the campgrounds, everybody, we're going to hear it.
Why are they doing this?
Yes, exactly. And then Corral Canyon has maintenance done on it, and they're going to be like, what's going on at Corral Canyon?
It's
Superstition,
crazy.
They were out the last 2 weeks at Superstition grading the road, all of Wheeler.
They're fixing a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, don't get mad at the BLM. They're fixing a soft spot where people get stuck. They dug it out. They put decomposed granite in the hole.
Yeah,
and now you can drive
a sand trap off of the road.
How many people got stuck there recently?
Imler. Well, the weekend of New Year's, I was at Superstition, and I had friends camped in the back at where the fingers are near the sand dunes in the back where Wheeler turns into Imler, and you go under the cross and under the basketball court into the back there. There's a serious sand trap that's, you know, I was talking to the BLM. They dug out 6 foot deep, and it's still just sand underneath there. And so they brought in 4 truckloads of DG and put it in there and dumped and then regraded on top of it. And he said it could have taken 4 or 6 more, no problem.
Wow.
To try and fill that spot. So
that's a lot of money.
That's our fee and money at work. That's
so, I mean, the BLM's not a bad guy.
They're great.
I'll pound their drum all day. They like us. They help us.
Yep, we need to go and take a break.
Got to take a quick break. But we'll be back on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Meet Dr. Howard, the formulator of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We all know that what we eat affects every aspect of our health, including our immune system, our circulatory system. It doesn't matter what. That's why I scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in every fruit and vegetable that are naturally there. And many of those chemicals attribute to the plant's immune system. And what's awesome about it is we get that chemistry in our own immune system. That nutrition that we need is damaged by heat, air, and light. So our processes are done under vacuum, in dark, and cold. And by doing that, we preserve that fresh, whole fruit and vegetable nutrition when you take Balance of Nature. It's all there, just as Mother Nature intended.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code HEALTH.
Greetings, Answer San Diego listeners. It's Ed Martin here. I'm heard every weekday from 9 to 10 p.m. You know, every day we get requests from our listeners to help them find local, like-minded businesses. That's why we created the Answer San Diego Business Directory. It's an all-in-one platform to connect our listeners to the right local businesses. The Answer San Diego Business Directory creates a win-win scenario for you, the listener, and our local, like-minded businesses. The idea is very simple. When we find businesses that we'd like to recommend, we'll add them to our directory. There's businesses from A to Z. So next time you're looking to connect with businesses that share your values, visit the Answer San Diego Business Directory. You can help grow our community too. If you know a business that should be on our directory, please have them list their business today at theanswersandiego.com. It's our pleasure and joy to connect you with companies that share your values. Go to theanswersandiego.com, click on the Business Directory link, and start your search today. That's theanswersandiego.com, and just click on that directory link. Thanks for all you do for our community.
FM 96.1 and AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All righty, so we were talking about
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire helping me out in the desert because I blew a tire this weekend out at Glamis. So Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee will be getting my car tomorrow to fix my tire.
Yes, and he will also explain to you when you do have a flat tire, you really have a flat tire.
Yeah.
And not to drive it 2,700 more miles thinking that it's not a flat
105
tire.
105 miles on a donut.
Well, we were testing the donut.
For an hour.
That was a test.
That tire passed, right?
That tire passed.
That's great. I'm
glad
because
you didn't have another one.
No. So I pulled it out to put my flat on put my spare on, and the spare was flat. So thank God I was at Daddy's Famous Foods in Glamis, and I had so the gentleman who helped me out too, this might be a little much, but at the same time, his name is STD Ray. It's not what you think. It's Save the Day. Ray.
And he did.
And he did.
Save the day, Ray.
So that's
save
another
the day,
point.
Ray. Yeah.
It's called be proactive, not reactive. Yes. If you haven't checked your spare, because it does leak air.
It was completely flat.
Down.
Yes. So
check your spare tire pressure, everybody out there.
At least every. You
just
know,
in your car?
Or if you're going on a trip. If you know you're going on a trip, go check it.
When I bought the car 2 years ago, I checked it. It was great.
Yeah, two years ago.
I haven't checked it in 2 years. Haven't even thought about my spare in
you
the
do
last
know
2 years.
Tires
just,
are
I'm
porous.
I'm going to go check mine.
Yeah.
When I get home today. Well, you got, they're porous.
Check them all.
They're porous. They leak air over time.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. What else you got? Legally, are we done?
Where?
No. That's done with my legal part. The first Supercross of the year was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Supercross fan. Yeah. I love motocross. Yeah. I raced motocross since the 70s.
I love Supercross, too.
I think in two weeks I'll race again.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Chase Sexton was the top qualifier in the 450 class.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that was his first 450 Supercross because he was the 250 champion last year.
Where'd they race?
This was in Houston, Texas.
Gotcha.
Nobody in the audience, and they raced during the daytime. What's interesting also is they're going to be racing again this Tuesday. They're racing Saturday, Tuesday.
Interesting.
So we need to talk about I need to watch the race. And we need to have a board meeting.
We can have it going.
It's called VCR.
Okay. Yeah, DVR.
Yeah, there's now it's you just Google. It's just easy. So in the main event of the 450, which I love, I go straight to the main events. Barcia took over the lead early, and he won the opening round of the last 2 years in Anaheim. And he ran, and Ken Roczen caught up to him, Justin Barcia. And Ken Roczen, who's had terrible accidents a couple years ago. He had 11 surgeries on his arm.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and he got his hand stuck between a wheel and a swing arm.
Yep.
If somebody's trying to.
I've seen that.
So Roczen and Barcia ran away. They were, 16 seconds ahead of Martin Muskin.
Muskin.
So Supercross is off and running. In the 250 class, Christian Craig ran away with the win. And what's interesting with him, there's a whole slew of really fast young guys out there. And Christian Craig is 29.
Wow, he's an old dude.
And you know what makes me feel old is that I remember his father, Mike Craig, being a top pro in the AMA. In fact, I had one of his old bikes.
Don't you hate that?
I know. And now, I remember these stars racing. Some of their kids are racing. Donnie Hansen's kid was racing.
So he retired.
His son retired from racing after a career. God, does that make me feel
so
old.
So let me ask you a question. In motorsports, cars... Father's phenomenal, kid not so much.
Sometimes the kids are pretty good too.
I mean, you got to look.
I don't know. I was just wondering.
Look at the Intimidator. Look at number three. He'll be my diehard number
well,
three.
Well, mine too. But Junior
will always be my.
Junior was never the driver his dad was.
No,
but
he's a
Richard,
damn good driver.
Okay, Richard Petty.
Yeah, look at the Petties. Exactly. Yeah.
Look at Kyle Petty.
Yes.
Couldn't drive a nail, let alone a car. Now, Adam Petty. The one that got killed in the helicopter was phenomenal. He was his grandfather, if there ever was one. So, and then if you look at the Childress group, I don't know. I follow that kind of stuff, and it's very rarely that the son outdo the dad. And the dad was driving some serious junk.
All right, I'll tell you, a son who's outdone his father.
Yeah.
Eli Tomac.
Yeah.
So Eli Tomac's father, John Tomac, is what we'd call the GOAT of mountain biking, the greatest of all time.
Right.
He was a phenomenal
mountain bike racer. His son's good.
His son is, I don't know if you follow, you've watched him. That guy can move a motorcycle across rough ground. What is he, three outdoor championships?
I know. Did you watch the Dakar? this week?
Yeah, the Dakar finished. It wrapped up this week, too.
Right. Oh, my God. Poor Toby Price.
Yeah. Well, God, good thing he just, tumbled. It only ended up being a broken collarbone and a broken hand, one bone in his hand.
When you hear that,
it was
only a broken this
and
that.
Yeah,
well, considering at first they thought he could be paralyzed. Like, really at first they thought it was really bad. Yeah. Like, they thought it was bad.
They go stupid fast.
Yeah, so.
And they do it for so long.
But congratulations to Ricky. I mean, he was champion last year, and he took second place.
Ricky.
So, Barback.
Ricky Brabick.
Brabick.
And he was in the lead early on.
Barback.
And he got lost.
Yeah.
And he was, so you know what happens in the Dakar is the guy who leads the stage is the winner. So the guy who wins a day, he has to lead the next day.
Right.
Right. So if you get sixth place yesterday, you take off in sixth place. So in Dakar, navigating is really important. And while there's dirt roads, there's lots of areas where there's not a road.
Yeah, it's just completely open desert.
There's a big advantage to being eighth because you can see the tracks of the people ahead of you. You don't have to worry about...
And you can go faster.
You can just worry about looking at the ground. You don't have to look at your navigation gear. So Brabick had won the previous day, and he's opening... And he got lost. He didn't know where to go.
And everybody got
And people, I mean, people get lost all the time, but he lost like 20 minutes trying to figure out where to go.
That's a big loss.
And it was hard to bring it back.
Yeah.
And he moved up in the standings because other people fell out. They got hurt and they crashed and whatever. So I thought he was going to make it. He was only like 2.5 minutes away from the lead. And do you know how far these guys go? Some days they ride 500 miles.
Yeah.
I've ridden 500 miles on the street. My butt was whooped.
5,000 miles in 8 days or 10 days. I forget if it's 8 days or 10 days.
It's 2 weeks, so 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
And some of them are old. Some of them are not young whippersnappers. You know,
I mean,
you've got some guys.
You've got some 70s.
I know.
They're out there giving it their all. Yeah.
ATVs.
The
ATVs look like it'd be kind of fun.
I want to do the
lightweight vehicles.
I want
they
to do
did
the big
pretty
trucks.
Good. Yeah.
The big with like how many wheels on the truck?
Yeah, but they get upside down and they get.
How do you turn those things over when they flip?
I don't know. Well, then, it's called doing an Audrey.
Yeah.
Well,
it's called pinning it.
You know, in older
when you
days,
shouldn't
hey,
be.
When in doubt, gas it out.
That's it.
In older days, the car was the star and the support truck would have to keep up with the car in case the car had problems.
Well, that's what they were. They were the
and
support
And the support trucks did so well, they like made a class with support trucks.
My wife and I were watching it. She goes,
what the heck?
She goes, that support truck's going really fast.
Yeah.
I said, it's because he's in the race. I go, he's in the race. She goes, yeah.
They're
I go,
their
yeah.
own division.
I says, well, then who's the support truck for them? I go, them.
They
I mean,
got
they're
all
they
the stuff
everything.
Inside.
Yeah,
they're still the support truck for that team.
Yep.
But that's... You're right. They those guys, I mean, come on, a racer's a racer. You put a helmet on.
Whatever you
race.
What do you expect?
Do you know the motorcycles carry like 11 gallons of fuel?
That's a lot of fuel.
Those bikes
That's
are so big and heavy. They say you can't jump them. I seen, who was it, AJ Jones jumped it a good 40 feet. He got lots of air and big air.
I bet he didn't
one of
have a full
bikes.
Tank.
I bet he didn't when he got done.
I bet there's like 3 spring rate levels between having a full tank and an empty tank.
You're
it's either too soft at the beginning or it's too stiff at the end.
Well, because then all the fuel's usually up front or right there.
All right, as we're coming down talking about this, become a member of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. Support those that support our sport, SDORC Dirt Radio.
We'll try to keep it open out there, but we need your help.
That's right. Join. This is
right
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.